Shabbat Shalom to our podcast family. It's Pastor Tim Karskatten here again, Christian Sinners Report Daily Podcast. So glad you're with us. It's our Supernatural Friday. We love to find these stories, and we found an amazing one from Rick Joyner when he was taken to heaven, and he said in one of the most powerful experiences he's ever had, and he shares what he sees and hears there that we need to learn from. All right, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
You made it. Thank goodness. This has been a great week in the Lord. I pray that you've enjoyed all our podcasts and that you have done well and grown in the ways of God this week. I just bless you today. Well, it's the 8th day of September, 2023. As you know, we find supernatural stories, and today we found one Rick Joyner shares about when he was taken to heaven. Now, Rick's been taken to heaven many times and has many revelations about it, but this one was very unusual. God showed him some amazing things, but he also let him be terrified of something if we don't do it on earth. I don't want to steal it. You listen in, and then we're going to pray for it to happen to you at the end as well. God bless.
I'm Rick Joyner, and I've been asked to share with you a supernatural experience. And that's a major part of my life. It's something I sought from the time I was a young Christian when I read all the supernatural experiences in the Bible. I prayed to have the same ones. I didn't see anywhere where it said we couldn't. And after a period of time, it's actually years, I continued to pray, but it started happening. And one of my favorite ones was, let me give you a little setting for it that's important, but I was at our house on the coast, and I got sick. And you may say, that's not a positive confession. Well, I'm positive I was sick. Matter of fact, I was so sick, I couldn't get out of bed. I was there alone. And but every day, there are a few things that, you know, Scripture tells us that bring the Lord pleasure. And we were created to bring Him pleasure. Created for His pleasure. So these are things I try to do every day. But I was so sick, it's like I couldn't even think. And I did the best I could in trying to do them. And I finally said, Lord, that is the best I can do today. I know it. I just feel so bad, you know, please heal me and I'll do better, you know. That. But anyway, I woke up the next morning totally healed. And I had to be in the mountains about an eight, well, it was 6 or 7 hour drive from our place on the coast. And I drove and got to our mountain place where we were having a seminar I was speaking at. But I laid down and went to sleep, and I went to heaven. And I've had numerous experiences in the heavenly realm. And everyone was different, was unique. I think the geography of heaven is far more diverse than the geography of the earth. God is creator, and we know the whole physical realm is just a shadow compared to the heavenly realm. But this place was the best part of heaven I've ever been, by far. And I know when I lay down to sleep, hoping to take a nap, I slept right through the night. I slept for 8 hours and of earth time, but it seemed like a lot longer in the heavenly realm. And to describe where I was, it was like a shopping mall, if you can get this, but it was not shops where people were selling things, but it's where each little thing where this group of people providing their very best hospitality to bless those who would come in and see them. It's like giving your best. And everybody was doing this in this mall. It was a place where you gave. You didn't sell, you gave. And everybody was trying to give their best. There was a fellowship there, I believe was a taste of the Koinonia fellowship. Koinonia is the Greek word that we often have translated into our English translations for fellowship, and it's also translated church. It's something I think many Christians have rarely experienced. You know, most of the church has been built on ekklesia, another Greek word used for church. Ekklesia speaks of the form and of the government of the church. But I don't think we really need ekklesia until we have koinonia. God's church is intended to be a family first, not an organization. We do need the organization, but we need the family, the bonding together, this koinonia fellowship that is so important. It says in 1 John 1:7, that if we abide in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have, and the word there is koinonia, fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. So it doesn't say if we abide in the light, as he is in the light, we have ekklesia. It says we have koinonia. There's something of this bonding together in fellowship. You know, the first thing that God said was not good about his creation was loneliness. And I just saw recently where our Surgeon General has been coming out with the plague of loneliness. How many of those who are committing these mass murders and all are lonely people. They're loners. And but anyway, the antithesis to that, that God has given to his people and to the earth, is supposed to be the body of Christ and the fellowship that we have together in Christ. And he said, if we're abiding in the light, we have that koinonia. Now, it's a bonding together. Koinonia is more than just unity of doctrine or unity of purpose or anything else. It's a bonding together in a family relationship much stronger than any human family can be. It's so strong, we read in 1 Corinthians 10:11, if the parts are separated, they die. And yet, where's that found today? I think I've only experienced it or found it in three places. I've been throughout the earth, many churches, movements, but everything's about organization, mission, and all that stuff's important, but you don't find that bonding, supernatural fellowship that was in this mall in heaven. And I've been in far more glorious places in heaven, spectacular places, but never where it felt so good because everybody loved each other. Now, the first thing the Lord said was not good for man was to be alone. Man had God at that time, but God obviously had made man where he was not enough. Now, we need him first and foremost. Above anything else, we need that fellowship with him, but he made us to need it with one another also. And when you experience it, like I did in this experience, it was like I never wanted to leave. This was so wonderful. You meet someone and it's like instantly, you know them like you've never known anybody before. There was a communication in the spirit, a spiritual thing. We're supposed to be having that here in our church life. Anyway, after this experience, it lasted a long time, and I was like saying, I could stay here forever, no problem. Lord came up to me and he said, now I want you to experience the same place alone. And I'm thinking, okay. And you know, instantly, I'm alone. The Lord wasn't there. No, all the people were gone. I'm in the same place. And honestly, it felt like hell. I wanted out of there so fast. And then the Lord was back and he said, I just wanted to show you, you know, you've got to have, and you've got to take what you've experienced here to earth. This is the antithesis to what's going on. It's the love of God being shed abroad in His people and through His people to one another and to all those who are in such desperate need to be touched by the love of God. Then the Lord said something that really shocked me. He said, "Do you know how you got here?" And I was thinking, "Lord, I didn't know I did anything to get here. I thought you just caught me up here." He said, "No, the way you got here was you used the key to eternal joy." Lord, when did I do that? He said, "Yesterday, when you were so sick you could hardly think, and you struggled so hard in all of your pain to bring the Father joy." He said, "It's the joy of the Lord is your strength." Not your joy, but when you focus like that on bringing Him joy, you use the key to eternal joy. We were created for His pleasure. Our dominating devotion should be, how can we bring the Father pleasure today? What can we do to please Him? That this would saturate our lives. And one of the things is, any father, as I know, as a father, that I appreciate the most are those who look out for my kids, help my children, whatever. I know anytime when my children used to fight with each other, that was like the most terrible experience for me, a parent. And thankfully, my children are all real close, and they still are. And they very rarely fight, but they have. It's the time of seeing them in their love and fellowship for one another is one of the things that brings me some of the greatest pleasure I experience as a parent and father. And you can do that for your Heavenly Father. You can touch the Heavenly Father and bring Him joy, bring Him pleasure. Do the research I did on the things in Scripture that talks about bringing Him pleasure. But this is one we know. It's loving God and loving one another. It's about that fellowship with Him and with each other. You cannot be rightly joined to the head without also being rightly joined to His body. And koinonia fellowship is where the church is headed. You think we are so far from that, couldn't be worse? I agree. That's when God does His best stuff, when it's impossible for us. And right now, I think we're at the place, probably the furthest from that we may have ever been. So start looking for the Holy Spirit to do some of His greatest work and use us to bring that to the earth that the earth so desperately needs. Thank you.
Boy, isn't that true? So much despair, loneliness, suicide on the rise all around the world, especially after the COVID crisis we went through. And so this is a moment in time where God wants us to have fellowship. Lord gave me a word several years ago to really build our ministry on community, which is the koinonia that Rick talks about in this encounter. And community is difficult. It sounds beautiful. It's difficult because you got to be closer to people and work with people. But the rewards of family, of being able to have that true heavenly fellowship on earth, in a sense, because eternity dwells within all of us, that we can do that. And then the strength that comes from that. And let me tell you, some of you may be struggling with loneliness and just being in despair there. And can you imagine if God wasn't there, if He lifted His presence? That's why Jesus on the cross said, "Why have you forsaken me?" Because He felt what it was like for the presence of God to leave. So no matter what you're going through, God's never left you. You may feel that at times, but in the spirit, that's not possible. You know, He was able to experience that because the Lord allowed it for a meaning. But the thing was, God was there watching Him the whole time in that experience. You can experience the koinonia from the Lord first, but then also from one another. Let's pray for this, for the entire body. not just for you personally, but for the entire body, that we would bring this to earth, what is available, that we're not there just to sell our stuff. We're there to give what God has given us. Father, I thank you for the body of Messiah, your ecclesia, your koinonia. And I pray that, Father, that we would be a people that experience it, but also share it. Whatever gift you've given us, that we would share it with the world and with all those that you put in our sphere of influence. Well, Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Have a great weekend, and we'll be back here on Monday. God bless you. See ya. Well, thanks again for listening to our Shabbat Shalom Supernatural Friday podcast. We try to find testimonies from all over the world of people who've had encounters with heaven on earth, or gone to heaven, or had some level of a supernatural encounter, just to encourage you, to let you know faith is not always what you see in the natural eye, but it's also what can be seen in the spirit. Well, be encouraged. Thanks for joining us again, as we say, each and every week. Thank you for following us on all our platforms. You can do that, YouTube, Rumble, and Facebook, as well as our website, ChristianCentersReport.com. Thanks for your giving. We look forward to seeing you, or listening to you, or hearing from you next week. God bless.